The Burton Panthers football is on the air. Tonight's game against Schulenburg is made possible by Collier Construction, St. John's United Church of Christ, Kiki Egg Farm, Johnny Benitez with Apple Ford, Burton Friends and Neighbors, J&J Packing, Baker AG Service, Memorial Oak Chapel, Citizen State Bank, BVR Materials, ACL Construction, Kiki Egg Farm, Daryl, Katie and Trent, DDM Pipe and Steel, Burton Meat Processing, Mike Leonard with Apple Ford, Andrea Hawley with Edward Jones, Blinn College, Burton Chamber of Commerce, Felder's By and By, Carmel Electric, Brenham National Bank, Sandtown Catering, TNT Car Washing, Bluebell Aquatic Center, Trade Winds, Physical Therapy, LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick GMC, Market Reality, and Burton ISD. We'll go to your hosts, Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki, for the pregame after these words from our sponsor.
Lassing Steel Roofs. The experts at DDM will make sure you have everything to finish the job. Whether it's flat plate, angle iron, metal building components, or welding supplies, DDM Pipe and Steel has it all.
Daryl Kiki, along with Shada W. Showpigs, are excited to see the Panthers football team on the field again this year. Sports teaches leadership, teamwork, dedication, to be better through continuous improvement, and how to handle disappointments. Katie, Trent, and Daryl would also like to thank all the players, coaches, and parents for their hard work and dedication to help build this great Burton football team. Join them in cheering on and supporting the Burton High School Panthers.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing would like to congratulate the Burton football team on a great season. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel, they're proud to support the Burton Panthers football team this season. Listen, they know our boys. They're going to bounce back from last year. And with all that teamwork, hard work, and fun, well, they'll take up their place right there in the postseason. They wish our Panthers a swift and safe victory this fall. And Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, they make it personal.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to Shorthorn Stadium in Schulenburg, Texas, where tonight it is the Burton Panthers and the Schulenburg Shorthorns getting set to take the gridiron for another evening of football action. Both teams 1-1 coming into tonight's game. And originally this was intended to be at the new Burton Field, but unfortunately not quite ready yet, so moved down here to Schulenburg. But that still doesn't change things. Still got to go out and win the football game, Daryl Kiki.
That's right, Doug. It's you're both teams are out on a football field. We're going to get that ready here pretty soon, and the kids can get to play on that nice turf field. I like a grass field. Old school, being an old timer, where I get called. It's going to be a lot of fun when we get to play that first game out there on that new field with the turf for those kids. It's Friday Night Lights. It's nothing better to draw a community together. Just to go out, enjoy, kids participate, play the game like it should be played, and it's a fun time.
It certainly is. A little different for Burton this year. The last two seasons been in a 16 district, and now this year going to an 18 district. So that means this will be the last non-district game after tonight. It's all district here on out.
Yeah, and that's when it counts. You know, Coach Hody does a great job of playing tough competition. This Schulenburg team, I mean, if you look at them out there, they're huge, they're fast, they're athletic looking, but looks can be deceiving. Many a time I'll sit there and look at a team out there and say, man, They're really good. But when you line up and the lights come on, they're not as good as they really look out there. So I'm hoping for Daryl's sake and for the Panthers that they aren't as athletic as they look. But, you know, it'll be a good game. Yeah. Our guys got to play hard. And I know the coaches will have them ready.
They certainly will. And we got a lot to talk about here on the pregame show. We're glad you're with us here on KWHI.com, the alternate feed. And we'll be back with more of the pregame after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
When you need a home or barn pad, call Baker's Ag Service. Baker's Ag Service has been in business for over 30 years and offers quality ag services, including building pads, dozer work, and demolition. They are fully insured. When your farm or ranch needs attention, call Baker's Ag Service at 979-277-4435 or email them at bakeragservice@gmail.com.
Need to open a checking or savings account but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students, to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers football team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the weekly football playoff games. Go Panthers!
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Come back here. We're counting down to the Burton Panthers and the Schulenburg Shorthorns here at David Hussman Memorial Stadium. It's known as Shorthorn Stadium. I was just looking over to our right here, Darryl, with our Burton Panther marching band. Looks to me like they've gotten bigger since the last time we saw them.
They have. I tell you what, Silcock's been here a long time, and he is dedicated to these kids. They love him. And I remember when we used to have elementary and junior high kids march, so we would have 15, 20 kids. Now, if I had a bet here, we're probably up to 35.
Yeah.
And they play really well. And he's doing it. It's a credit to him to build. It's no different than a sports program. He's building this band program, and can be very proud of them also.
Absolutely. And we were listening to the pregame a little bit, and sounded really great too. And of course, we'll have their halftime show during the halftime of the ball game here as we get back into this one with the Burton Panthers and the Schulenburg Shorthorns. And as we said, both teams 1-1 coming this one. Panthers had a tough luck loss against Holland in the first game of the season, but then last week had quite the defensive game over against her and Burton. Well, it was scoreless all the way till into the fourth quarter, and Burton finally got the touchdown on the board, and that one touchdown ended up being the decider.
Yeah, 6-0 in high school football. That's a pretty good defense on both sides.
Yeah.
And everything. And, you know, defense does win you championships. That's a true statement. Nowadays, we like to put a lot of points on the board and make it easier for us. As an offense-wise, but defense still wins you championships.
Yeah, and then on the offensive side of the ball, Katie Patterson, who is a sophomore this season at the quarterback. He's not only the leading passer on the team, but he's been the team's leading rusher as well. And he's turned into, we saw him a little bit last year, but he's turned into quite a find.
Yeah, this last year we did the game here, and that's the first time I got to see him play. And, I mean, he can throw a beautiful pass, but yet he has the athletic ability of, if it's not there, take off and pick you up 10, 15, take it to the house. He's that kind of explosive player. We're going to need that tonight. He's going to have to do his reads. Bibby and the other guys, they're going to have to be on their A game up front. You know, we took a little bit of hit. Austin Bostain, he's going to miss this game, and he hurt his knee against Holland, and he's going to be out a couple of weeks. But, you know, he's one of our bigger guys weight-wise. And, you know, when you go up against a big team like that, you want your big boys out there. And because KD and them are going to need as much protection to open a little bit of a hole to give them a little bit of time to throw it, or if they're going to go ahead and run it. So he's going to be a little off tonight not being here, but hopefully he's going to be. I talked to his dad, and hopefully next week when district starts, he's going to be
two weeks.
That's right, fair week next week. So
it'll
give him an extra week, and he'll be back for that is what he told me.
Oh, okay, well, that sounds good. And we got more to come here on the pregame. Let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
ACL Construction is proud to sponsor this broadcast of the Burton football game. ACL Construction offers general contracting and carpentry for residential construction and remodeling. Has your family outgrown your home? Call ACL Construction at 251-1232 for a new addition or a complete remodel. It's your home.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Andrea Holly, your Edward Jones financial advisor in Brenham, understands this. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Burton Panther football on KWHI. For all of your investment needs, call 979-836-7779 or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
When you have back or knee pain, waiting is not an option. Don't wait 2 to 6 weeks to get seen. At Tradewinds Physical Therapy, you can be seen quickly and taken care of by the best staff in the area. Try Tradewinds complimentary consultation in 48 hours or less. Don't wait. Schedule your physical therapy today and receive the care you deserve. Tradewinds Physical Therapy at 2505 Stone Hollow Drive, Suite 200 in Brenham. Cash discounts and most insurance accepted.
As we come back here to Short Horn Stadium in Schulenburg. And we're getting ready for the start of this one. Let's take a look at some of the other games that are going on tonight. Of course, on the main feed, you got the Brenham Cubs and the Bryan Vikings. And Alex Mearns and Tommy Lange scheduled to bring that one to you. And then around the area, we'll look at the other teams from Burton's district. You got Somerville hosting Hempstead tonight. Iola's at home to take on Axtell. You got Snook at home, that's their homecoming, taking on Norman G. And then you've got Holland at Granger, Bartlett at Mart, and McDade at New Braunfels Christian Academy. Milano is off this week. And... oh, and we got the Burton School song, so let's pick that up here. Grand Rendition there. And let's go ahead and take another break, and we'll be back after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Two Burton alumni and all of Market Realty Incorporated want to wish the Panthers football team all the best this season. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty Incorporated, they offer just that. Contact Susan Schulenberg-Kiel and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interests first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty Incorporated serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at MarketRealty.com or see them on Facebook.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal for slaughter, processing, cut, and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing or visit them at 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4:30, and Saturday from 8 until noon. Burton Meat Processing wishes good luck to the Burton Panthers on this football season.
The fall season is here, but you can still enjoy all the fun at the Bluebell Aquatic Center. Starting September 3rd, the indoor pool is open Monday through Thursday from 6 to 1 and 4 to 7, Fridays from 6 to 1, Saturdays from 9 to 1, and closed on Sundays. Come cheer at the Special Olympics Swim Meet on September 7th and ride the carousel on Saturdays from 11 to 4. The 18th annual Kids Gone Fishing will be held on September 28th, and the last day to enjoy the splash pad is September 30th. To learn more, visit thecityofbrenham.org.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Burton football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Panthers football team in their 2024 season.
And back we come here to Shorthorn Stadium in Schulenburg. Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you. And Daryl, Burton Lady Panthers taking on Iola this afternoon. And I understand that one went all the way down to the wire.
Yeah, they played a tough five-set match and ended up losing 15-13. Iola has a tremendous program. They are expected to go to state every year, and we're right there with them, playing a lot of young girls. This is a very exciting team. If you hadn't gone and seen them play, really need to go see them. Coach Smith and them are doing a great job, and the girls are just really fun to watch. They're really athletic, quick, and can play some smart volleyball. You know, playing this, you know, we're young in a way, but we do have the seniors there also that's been through this. So expecting a lot out of them this year. You know, when you can play Iola 5 and have a chance to beat them and everything, you're right there with the best. And, you know, so Daryl keeps hoping and they keep improving. You know, we're fixing to hit district play pretty soon also there. And, you know, Blair played a really tough pre-schedule. And like we talked with the football, you need to do that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah, you can go beat little schools, pansies, and your record looks really good. But then when it comes down to the playoff, when it gets time for crunch time and you haven't played these five set or five game matches, you've never experienced that. It's fun to sit there and say, yeah, we won in three. They didn't score more than 10 points. But that doesn't get you prepared for when you're going to play teams as good as you or better than you. And you need to have that stamina to finish a five set match instead of giving it away. This is very, very good for the girls.
Absolutely. Iola, defending state champs, and if I'm not mistaken, they're number one in the team, number one in the state again this year. And so that is a good showing to be able to play neck and neck with them the whole game like that.
Absolutely. I mean, anybody knows Jeff Harmel and myself, anytime you lose, you lost. You should win. We don't accept losing. So I'm sure the girls did get a pat on the back. But when you're right there, this is when you got to dig in and really get that little extra out of them. But you still have to pat them on the back because, you know, if you beat somebody down all the time, they're not going to play hard for you, and they're going to get tired of that. So it's a fine line of, hey, great job, Doug. Come on, man, you stink. Let's go. You got to pick it up, you know. You have to be tough, and you have to expect a lot, but you still have to pat them on the back and say, hey, great job tonight. We're not going to accept losing, but we're right there with a team that won state last year. That shows us how good we really can be.
Absolutely, and we're going to take another break. And we got more to come here on the pregame, but first let's send you back to the studios and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Hey, Burton Panthers, this is Johnny DeCarga wishing you the best of luck on your academic and sports year. Like one of the all-time greatest coaches, Nick Saban, said, becoming a champion is not an easy process. It is done by focusing on what it takes to get there and not on getting there. Whether it's on the turf, hardwood, diamond, or in the classroom, remember to give it your all and follow one course until successful. Go Big Red!
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports Burton ISD and the Panther football team. They'd like to salute the football team, coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information, call 979-451-3441. Go Panthers, win! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing would like to congratulate the Burton football team on a great season. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire.
Go Fight Win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud to be a longtime supporter of the Panther football team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work and dedication you all provide throughout the year. The Burton Chamber of Commerce would like to take a moment and encourage the community to shop and look local. For more info, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in this football season. Make us proud, Panthers.
Burton Panther band getting ready for the Panthers to take the field here in Schulenburg, and here come the Panthers. Waving old glory as well as the Texas flag and the Panther flags there as well. There as well, and we are just about ready to go. But before we get to the festivities, Darryl, we want to mention, of course, the big thing coming up this coming week, and that is the annual Washington County Fair.
Yeah, that's a big thing for a lot of the students here, not only in Burton, but in Brenham, in Washington County, that is a huge time of the year. We have some tremendous supporters out there that have put many a kid through college with these projects. You know, it's a lot of work if you want to do it right and you want to compete, showing an animal and play sports. It takes, you know, you get through practicing, you're probably tired, and then you come home and mom and dad said, hey, you need to go walk that hog for 30 minutes, or you need to set that steer up or that heifer, or work with them goats and sheep and everything. And it takes a lot of dedication. But in the big picture, like I said, it helps a lot of kids get to college, not to have so much money that they're going to owe when they're through. And I'm so thankful for all the supporters that do that. But really proud of the kids that learn about the agriculture. I always make a joke with some of my girls at work that, you know, everything doesn't come from HEB. It is raised by farmers.
That's,
you know,
true.
It's a great deal. I'm sure glad, and I know it's a whole lot easier on Coach Hody and Coach Smith and all them and the volleyball team that they don't have. Well, the volleyball team are going to have games, but no football game on Friday. That was always a hard preparation because these kids are young. It's fun at the fair when you're young, and they want to get through with practice. They want to get down to the fair. Well, then when they come to school, they're tired. Yeah. So that's the best thing in Daryl's mind is that they gave this week that the kids are off and out of school, and they can have fun at the fair. And then, you know, then it's time to play football after we get through with this week.
And Schulenberg has won the coin toss. They deferred to the second half. And so Burton will receive to start the ball game. And so we are about set. And we got to take one more break, and then we'll be back with the kickoff after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
There's nothing more frustrating than starting a project than realizing you don't have everything you need. That's why when it comes to projects involving metal, DDM Pipe and Steel should be everyone's go-to place. Whether you're putting up a pipe fence, adding a roll-up door, or replacing a roof with long-lasting steel, the experts at DDM will make sure you leave with everything to finish the job. Whether it's flat plate, angle iron, pipe, tubing, metal building components, or welding supplies, with locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel has it all.
Harmel Electric says, go Burton Panthers! Harmel Electric in Burton offers new electrical installation and repairs for residential homes, commercial businesses, and in the industrial sector. Just call 979-421-0402 to talk to a licensed electrician about your needs. Get an estimate and make your appointment. They'll be open Monday through Friday. Harmel Electric hopes you'll join them in supporting the Burton Panthers football team with your attendance at the games. Go Burton! Win!
Felder's By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
And we come back. We are set. They just had the national anthem, and so we are ready to go with the Panthers and the Schulenberg Shorthorns. Burton dressed out in the black pants tonight with white jerseys, white helmets, and red letters and numbers. Schulenberg all black with white jersey numbers, and looks like orange letters on there.
Got Eli Simak back and Bibby.
So Simak and Bibby back to receive the kickoff.
And warm-ups, their kicker kicked the ball deep each time. When we played Holland the first night, they kicked it away from kicking deep to Bibby and them and did a lot of the little pooch kicks and little old, kind of like an onside, but harder than an onside.
So Shorthorn's ready to kick it off, and we'll get this thing underway. And this one is going to be fielded by Simon. Oh, he fumbled the ball. And now he picks it up at the 10 and gets it out to about the 15. That's where the Panthers will take over first and 10. And so that's where the Panther offense will come out of the field.
Number four, Patterson, going to be underneath center.
Patterson, as we said, sophomore quarterback. And he's got Malik Bibby in the backfield with him.
Oaks in motion.
And he fakes a handoff. Patterson's going to keep it. And got a couple of yards there. We'll bring up a second down and 8.
It's like Unger and Griffin are taking turns, taking the plays in from Coach Smith.
And so Patterson ready for the second play. Yeah, we're going to get a whistle before the snap. Looks like some movement on the line. And I'll push him back 5 yards. We're just getting things underway here. We're glad you can be with us here on KWHI.com, the alternate feed. Burton Panthers and the Schulenburg Shorthorns. Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you here on this Friday evening. Or if you happen to be listening on your smartphone as well, glad you're with us. And another whistle. And that's going to push the Panthers back another 5 yards. Not the way they wanted to get things started. Oh, illegal substitution.
You have 12 on the field?
Yep. And Coach Odie sending Unger in with the play. And just like that, it's second down and 18 for the Panthers. And Patterson back going to throw a pass out in the flat. And that was complete to Braden Martin. And Martin got that one up to the 15-yard line. It's going to bring up third down for Burton. Patterson back to pass once again. And he's got to tuck it, and he's going to get rid of it and pass incomplete. He just had to throw that one away because he was under a lot of pressure.
Good deal to get rid of it.
As we bring him fourth down, and Burton will have to punt this one away.
Patterson doing the punting.
And Byron Johnson back to receive for the Shorthorns. He's standing at the Burton 47-yard line. High snap, Patterson gets it down and is able to boot it away. And Johnson's going to pick up and he is going to run with it. He's finally knocked out of bounds.
Going
to get flags thrown.
Here we go.
hear the official verdict.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be person foul, horse collar.
And that is the signal. Against personal foul, horse collar against Burton.
Very short field for Schulenberg on their first possession.
Yeah, that's going to, with that penalty, going to move them all the way down to the 8-yard line. It'll be first and goal for the shorter ones. Aaron Janacek, and he'll take the direct snap, and he's off and running, and he shrugs off a hit and gets it down to about the 3-yard line, and we'll bring up second and goal for Schulenberg.
Patterson and Biggs on that tackle.
And this time, Janacek going under center. And handoff. This is to Deterian Houston.
Touchdown.
And he's in there for a touchdown for the Shorthorns. They'll put Schulenberg on the board, 6-0, 10-1. Let's go here in the first quarter, and looks like they are going to go for. Looks like they're going to go for two. Well, now they shift formation. Just trying to see, I guess, if they can confuse Burton.
Number five going to be doing this kicking.
Is good, and so with 10-1 left to go here in the first quarter, Shorthorns lead the Panthers 7-0. Back with the kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors. Now we'll be back with a kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Hi, Mike Leonard, General Sales Manager here at Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. Times have definitely changed in my 25 years here, but something that hasn't changed is our commitment and service to our customers. So come see me and my team for the great customer service you deserve, or visit us online at appleford.com or hyundaiofbrenham.com, or give us a call at 979-836-3659, 979-836-3659.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers football team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the weekly football playoff games. Go Panthers!
And back we go, and Simak just going to let that one roll into the end zone and take the touchback. So Burton will have it first and 10 at their own 25-yard line as Schulenberg gets the scoring started off with a touchdown. And now they're able to see if the Panthers can battle back here.
We need to have some positive yards on this first play, first down, second down. Get positive yards. Don't get behind the sticks and everything. That's hard. When you get behind the sticks at any level, and we really need to, this drive, make a positive, get a little bit of field position.
And Anderson, back to pass. He's going to put it in the air. And the pass is going to be caught.
Unger.
Trent Unger, the senior receiver, up to the 40-yard line. That's a Panther first down.
It's a nice throw by Patterson.
And now Colton Brazier checking in. And first and 10, ball at the 40-yard line. Patterson rolling out, looking for someone to throw to. And he's going to have to tuck it. No, he throws and
it
intercepted.
All.
And coming back the other way, that is Reed Yonda. He jumped the route there and was able to get that one. And so Schulenberg with the football again in short field position. Ball at the Burton 38-yard line.
And he bought him a lot of time. He was moving around back there and showing off his athletic ability, but stared down that receiver in the middle and threw it toward the middle of the field, and it was an easy pick by number 12.
And so we got 9:19 left to go in the first quarter. Schulenberg with the ball again. Back to pass goes Janacek, and he's going to put it in the air. He had a man open, but overshot him. He was looking for Byron Johnson. Yeah, bring up second down at 10.
Pretty good arm by the quarterback.
Yeah.
Threw that ball a long way. He was on the 50.
The lights have come on here at the field.
Sun has gone down. It feels pretty good, Doug.
Yeah, starting to cool down a little bit. It was 97 when we first got here. And pass is complete to Johnson.
Nice job of tackling.
And Panthers bring him down. Just a short gain there.
Griffin and Unger.
Up to the 35-yard line, so a 3-yard pickup.
Rodriguez.
Brings up third down at 7. Be nice if the Panthers get a stop here.
This part of the field, I bet you Schulenberg's got two plays to get this first down.
Play action. Janacek can keep it himself.
Nice job. Schulte on that tackle.
Yeah. He got a good jump and was able to get to the quarterback. And that'll bring a fourth down now. And really, Schulenberg got the part of the field where it's really too short for a punt, but too long for a field goal.
Yep.
So they're going to go ahead and go for it on 4th and 8. And incomplete. And so the Shorthorns will turn it over on down. So Burton takes offense back. Our offense will come back on the field. It's 7:43 left to go here in the first quarter. Schulenberg leading 7-0.
Good job by the Panthers there to counter that interception. And now maybe we'll settle down a little bit and see if we get on the other side of the 50 and see what happens.
Yeah, Brady Griffin checking in now. We're going to play in from the sideline. Patterson breaks the huddle. Man in motion. And a give on the end around. That is to Martin.
Maybe got a yard or two.
Yeah, I mean, about a yard on that, so second down at 9. Yeah. That's the next play for Burton. Man in motion. Snap goes to Patterson. Gives it off to Bibby. Bibby finds a working room. Gets up to the 42-yard line.
Good hard run by Bibby.
Yeah, one of the things I like is when he hit the defensive line there, he kept them legs turning.
Moving. Yes. So third and five here.
Clock down about 6.5 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. Back to pass goes Patterson. He's going to put this one in the air. And pass is complete.
Thanks.
And that was Colton Brazier. And Brazier picked up the first down into Shorthorn territory to the 49-yard line.
Good job.
And Burton now putting a pretty good drive together here. And off goes to Bibby.
Nice positive yards again.
Yeah. Gets it to the 46-yard line. Will be a 3-yard pickup. Bring up second and 7. Down to 5:30 left to go here in the first quarter. Shorthorns leading 7-0. Burton driving here. Brings up the second down and 7 for the Hawks. And Patterson
got him wide open in the middle. Brazier got it.
Caught Brazier, and he is all the way down inside to the 10-yard line. And that'll be a big Panther first down.
That was huge. That was a beautiful pass and a really good catch by Brazier.
About a 30-yard, almost a 30-yard completion on there.
Let's put it in that end zone now, boys.
And ball. Yeah, it's going to be at the 11-yard line. First and 10 for Burton. Yeah, we're going to get a timeout on the field here.
Play clock was running down, I think.
Okay, and so with the timeout on the field, we'll take it with them and be back. You're listening to Burton Panther Football. And let's send you back to the studios and hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Hey y'all, this is Wade with Sandtown Catering. Looking for someone to cater your next event, whether big or small? Then give us a call at 979-277-5023. We have a wide variety of menu options, from good old school barbecue to kettle pot fried chicken. Give Wade a call at 979-277-5023 to book your next event. Sandtown Catering wishes the Panthers and Lady Panthers a great season, and we will be with you every step of the way. Go Panthers!
And off goes to Bibby. Bibby taking guys with him.
Nick kept them legs turning, like you said a while ago.
Yep, all the way down to the 6-yard line. And that'll bring second down and 5. Got 4 minutes, 10 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Burton trying to see if they can come back and tie this one up.
Got a very good drive going here. We need to finish it.
And Patterson going to take it himself, and he is going to get Did he get in? No, just short. No, now they're going to say he's down already back at the four. So he's able to pick up a couple there, and that'll bring him third down.
Lions doing a very good job holding those big boys back, giving him time to throw. Got Oates coming in to run the quarterback right now.
Okay. Hunger checking back in as well.
Full house backfield right now.
Greg Noakes, the quarterback. And
keeping it.
Play fake. He's going to keep it himself, and he's in.
Touchdown.
And there's touchdown, Burton. Greg Noakes puts the Panthers on the board. And now Burton will go for the extra point.
Schulte's going to do this extra point attempt. Holder is Oates.
And extra point is up by Schulte. And it's good. And so we had 2:58 left to go here in the first quarter. We're all tied up at 7 apiece. Back with the kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Burton Panthers football team and is pleased to help bring you the broadcast of this Panther football game. The owners at Kiki Egg's Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at your local grocer or convenience store and finer food markets. Good luck to the Burton Panthers. Go Big Red!
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel, they're proud to support the Burton Panthers football team this season. Listen, they know our boys. They're going to bounce back from last year. And with all that teamwork, hard work, and fun, well, they'll take up their place right there in the postseason. They wish our Panthers a swift and safe victory this fall. And Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, they make it personal.
As we start the second, 2:58 left to play here in the first quarter. We're all tied up at 7 apiece between the Burton Panthers and the Schulenburg Shorthorns. Doug Brown and Darryl Kiki with you. Here the Burton Marching Band in full swing as Schulte gets ready to kick it off for the Panthers. And that one is going to be fielded.
Number 11.
And let's see, that was Nicholas Good on the return for Schulenburg.
Tackle by number 50, Young, for Panthers.
And so Schulenburg will have it at their own 37-yard line. It's Janacek in taking the snaps. Houston in the backfield with him. And handoff to Johnson on the end around. And he is stopped at the 41-yard line.
50, Houston and Schulte.
3-yard gain. And bring up second down and 7.
And Casas. Would be huge to make a stop here and make them punt.
And handoff. That is number 24 on the carry, and that is Mason Kunchik. And no gain on the carry.
Casas and Rodriguez on that tackle.
And they'll bring up third down and 7.
see if Hody's going to send a little pressure here.
And rolling out. Goes the auto check and pass complete.
Number four.
That is Jay Shonda on the catch. And he'll pick up the first down. Gets it into Burton territory to the 49-yard line. And that'll be first and 10 for the Shorthorns with a minute and 25 left to go here in the first quarter. And off that goes to a reverse on the other end. They had everybody fooled on that one. And it was
Rodriguez on that tackle.
Byron Johnson picking up the getting the carry down to the 32-yard line. And Coach Hody was hot on that one.
Fired up at the referee on something.
Put it in 33, first and 10 for the Shorthorns. So we're down to 45 seconds left to go in the quarter. And in motion. And Yannick will keep it himself. And he will break through the line. And he's out across the 30, down to about the 28. We've got 20 seconds left. I got time for maybe one more play to get off.
They're probably going to let this quarter run out, maybe. Or you think they're going to take a shot with 7 seconds?
They're missing one.
Yeah, they're just going to let it run. And that is the end of the first quarter with our score, the Burton Panthers 7 and the Schulenburg Shorthorns 7. Back with quarter number 2 after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing would like to congratulate the Burton football team on a great season. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire.
All right, as we come back to action here, it is the Schulenburg Shorthorns and the Burton Panthers all tied up at 7 apiece. As we start the second quarter, Doug Brown and Darryl Geeky with you on this Friday night. So glad you'll be with us here on the KWHI alternate feed. And over on the main feed right now, they're still in the first quarter. Brenham Cubs leading Ryan 8-7 there.
Good game there.
Yep. Janicek take the snap and he's going to put that one in the air, and nice defensive play. He was looking for
Patterson.
Number four Yonda, and Patterson on defense there knocking that one away.
Got his hand out there at the last second.
Yeah, that was just a good defensive play there by KD.
Yep. It's a really good first quarter for us to tie this ball game up and get a little bit more confidence that we could play with them.
Yeah, it was seemed like a little bit of nerves at the beginning there, but now we get the touchdown on the board, and then now that it looks like they're dialed in now.
Yeah. trips through the left. Quarterback's keeping it.
He's going to keep it. And
nice play by Houston.
Brought down there.
Chris Houston. Chris Young on that tackle.
It's going to bring him fourth down now for Schulenburg. Fourth and five. Last time they were in this situation, Panthers got them to turn it over on downs. Let's see if we can do it again.
Got him open on a slant. He dropped it.
And incomplete. And
Panthers
so
take over.
It'll be Burton football. Had a man open just under through it.
Threw it a little low, didn't he?
Yep. And so it'll be Burton football. 11:08 left to go here in the second quarter.
We'll take it, though, buddy.
Oh, absolutely. Of course, don't forget, coming up at halftime, we'll hear the halftime show from the Burton Panther marching band. We'll also catch up on some of the scores going on around the area and first half analysis of how the game's going.
Patterson and Bibby in the backfield.
Patterson working out of the shotgun. Bibby to his right. He's going to give to Bibby. And he will work his way across the 30 up to the 32-yard line.
Followed Schulte that time from his guard position.
4-yard pickup, bring him second and six. And Panthers break the huddle. And Patterson. On the quarterback keeper, he's out across the 35 to the 36.
And it's a little third and two here.
Got to get to the 38 to pick up the first down.
We're on the same play?
I would think so, yeah.
I would follow Schulte.
Yeah.
Going from the gun. I hand it to Bibby. Not there.
He's going to get hit in the backfield for a loss. Back to the 35.
Going to kick this thing.
Yeah. This early in the game, this side of the field, that's the right call to make. Patterson punt this one away.
Good kick.
That's going to take a Burton bounce. And that is going to roll inside the 20 down to the 15. And the return man is going to take it up and run. Oh, we're going to get a flag.
You get a face mask on Biggs, I think.
Yeah, because Johnson was bringing it back. And otherwise they'd have had him pinned at the 15-yard line. But they're going to end up about the 30 after the penalty.
Really good punt by Patterson that time. It took a great roll and Zero just picked it up and made a little bit out of it. Then we added that face mask.
We'll put it at the 33.
They broke with 12.
And flag before the play even begins. And they're going to get an illegal substitution against Schulenberg to push them back 5 yards. 5-yard line. Clock is stopped with 8:48 left to go here in the second quarter. All tied up at 7 apiece. Tyrion Houston. Houston out to the 30-yard line and still trying to go.
Don't want to go down.
And he's finally wrestled out of bounds by the Panthers.
Casas. Lost about, what, 4 on that? 3?
Yeah, that ball at the 29-yard line. Out of check. Throws this one to Houston, and he's got some running room. Finds a corner down the line, and he's finally run out of bounds into Burton territory.
Run out of bounds by Unger.
Get as far as we thought, they're going to mark him out of midfield.
Wow. Did you see him that close to the sideline?
I thought he was a little further down, but we'll take it.
Oh, heck yeah.
It's a ball in midfield. First and 10 for the Shorthorns.
Twins to both sides for motion quarterback draw.
Yep. Jonacek going to keep it himself. To the 47. Be a 3-yard pickup. We'll bring up second down and 7.
Trying to fool you. They do a lot of motion, don't they?
They certainly do. As we're down to 7.5 minutes left to play here in the second quarter.
I have to watch this land here.
Going to put it in the air and pass is caught. That was Byron Johnson on the catch.
Rodriguez on the tackle.
Down to the 31-yard line. So I'll bring up first and 10 for the Shorthorns. Right now, check rolling out. He's going to put it in the air. Did he catch
it?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Byron Johnson with a circus catch and gets it in the end zone.
No, he's on the one.
He's down to the one. I don't know how he even got any hands on it. That was just thrown up. And he just happened to run into it and got it off, hit off his fingertips, and he was able to haul it in.
Unger really had good coverage. It was just amazing catch right there.
Yeah. Well, they're going to say 2-yard line. It's the first goal from the 2.
Quarterback taking it in.
And it will be Jonacek on the carry. And a touchdown for the Shorthorns. And so now They're going to go into the for the extra point. Got to take a holder for the place kicker. Kick is up. And it's good. And so with 6:07 left to play here in the second quarter, it's now Schulenburg 14, Burton 7. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Burton football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Panthers football team in their 2024 season.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports Burton ISD and the Panther football team. They'd like to salute the football team, coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information, call 979-451-3441. Go Panthers, win! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
And we're back here as we can get set for the next kickoff. Schulenburg leading Burton 14-7. We've got 6:07 left to go here in the second quarter. And there is the kickoff. And for Burton, they're going to field it. At the 5-yard line, and we got an open man here.
Good run back by Simak.
Eli Simak on the run back gets it almost up to midfield. And that'll set up good position, good field position for the Panthers here on this drive.
I mean, he showed a burst of speed right there, and I thought he was gone for a minute.
Yeah, he was just one guy away from breaking that one all the way, and it'll be at the 46-yard line, first and 10 for the Panthers.
A lot of time left. We need to drive down here and put some points on. Delay again.
And Oaks is the quarterback on this one. And so that'll move the delay game penalty, move them back to the 41-yard line. It'll be first and 15.
It's tough coming out of a timeout, or not really a timeout, just a change of possession. And getting that delay, now you're behind the sticks by five. We got Oaks at the quarterback this drive.
Burton breaks the huddle. And man in motion is Bibby.
Oaks hung on to it.
And he got nothing there. Ball at the 40-yard line.
Big boy starting to push through that line now.
Yep. Coming up on five and a half minutes left to play here in the second quarter. Long time in the huddle here for the Panthers.
Play clock already eight. We're going to have to call a timeout.
And so Panthers will take the timeout here on the field. And so we'll take it and we'll be back with them. We got 5:09 left to play in the second quarter. Schulenburg leading 14-7 back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
ACL Construction is proud to sponsor this broadcast of the Burton football game. ACL Construction offers general contracting and carpentry for residential construction and remodeling. Has your family outgrown your home? Call ACL Construction at 251-1232 for a new addition or a complete remodel. Is your home in need of repair? ACL Construction can make those repairs happen. Just call Andy Lamson at 251-1232 for a complete estimate. Andy and Amber Lamson, owner of ACL Construction, wish good luck to the Burton Panthers for another winning season. Go Big Red!
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Andrea Holly, your Edward Jones financial advisor in Burnham, understands this. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Burton Panther football on KWHI. For all of your investment needs, call 979-836-7779 or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
I want to rock!
And Malik Bibby, the ball carrier, as he gets it up to the 46-yard line for the Panthers. We come back here. It's 4:50 left to play. Schoenberg leading 14-7, and for Burton, it's third down and 10. They have to get to the Schoenberg 44-yard line to pick up a first down.
Low snap.
And Patterson up with it. He's going to put it in the air.
Nice catch again by Frazier.
And he should have the first down.
Yes, he does. Pretty dangerous pass there. Patterson kind of threw it up, but I'll take it.
And ball spotted at the 43-yard line. First and 10. That's a bad spot, though, because he looked to me like he was further up.
At least he gave us a first down, buddy.
That's true. First and 10 at the 43-yard line.
Bibby, nice run.
Breaks through, and he's out across the 40, down to the 36-yard line. Second down and
Patterson with the keeper.
And he is going to pick up, should pick up the first down. To the 32-yard line.
Good drive right here. We need to finish it.
Ball at the 32-yard line. First to 10 for the Burton Panthers. We're down to 3 minutes. And handoff goes to Bibby. Bibby breaks free, and he's out across the 25, down inside the 20.
Nice run by Bibby.
Picks up another first down. And Bibby is also a sophomore this year, showing his chops there.
2:22 left in this first half. Backwards on that one.
Yep.
Martin on that carry.
And back to the 20-yard line. Loss of two. That'll bring up second down and 12. Down to a minute and a half left.
took a yard back to the 20. 2 yards, so it'll be second and 12.
And back to pass. Bill Patterson's going
to put it in
the
corner for Simak.
And overshot him.
Ball
at the 20-yard line. Third down and 12. They break the huddle. Back to pass. Gonna put it up.
Oh.
And incomplete.
Frazier almost had that one. He went up high for it.
We're clock to stop with a minute to 14-7. Schulenburg with a one touchdown lead. Burton time to drive. Patterson and Bibby in the backfield. There's the snap.
Oh, it shot to the head.
And in the end zone, incomplete.
Oates went up for that ball. Be interesting here. Schulte could kick this ball from here.
Oh, yeah, it would be a chip shot for him. What's it?
Looks like we're going to go for it.
Yeah.
Fourth and five.
Fourth and five.
I'm going to call a timeout here.
Well, to call all the way down.
Ball is at the horn, 13-yard line. 67 seconds left in the half.
Yeah, so let's see what Coach Hody's going to do.
Hudson's going to call their final timeout.
And you call that one, Daryl. And so with the timeout on the field, we'll take
it. To kick this thing.
And let's be back in 360 seconds from the Sports Friends.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
Our love of sports begins in our hometown. Win or lose, we love to compete and play another day. Our team here at Citizens State Bank supports our hometown team. Our playbook is simple. Offer big bank products and services with the personal touch that only CSB can deliver. Be sure to come out and cheer on our Burton Panthers and Snook Blue Jays. Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions. Member FDIC.
And so with a field goal try, and it's going to be short. And so the Short Horns will turn it over on downs. Or I mean, the Panthers will turn it over on downs to the Short Horns. And the Short Horn offense will come back out on the field with 51 seconds left to go until halftime.
I still like that call, Doug. You know, to do this now in a game that's not district or anything like that, come playoff time, you know, yeah, it would have been great for Schulte's confidence to nail that thing, but sending him out there and trying now is a whole lot better than sending him out there with never ever trying it
right
before that playoff.
And a check with the snap, back to pass. And it was going to be caught. It'll be up to the 16-yard line.
Oates and Griffin on that.
Brings up second down.
Got him open. Oh, and he dropped the ball.
On the ball. Who's going to come up with it? That's a third down and eight. The clock has stopped with 21 seconds left.
21 seconds left here in the first half.
Think they're gonna run this thing out?
I think they'll try one more play, and if they don't get that, and
you think
then
they're gonna throw it deep?
I could see them doing that with this.
I believe they're gonna hand it off to number one back in the backfield. Draw.
Yep.
Going to halftime with a lead.
And that appears to be what they're going to do. As the final seconds tick off, you're at the stadium.
Stop by Griffin on that play.
That is going to do it, so we will go into the half. And our halftime score is the Schulenburg Shorthorn 14, Burton Panthers 7. And we'll be back with the Burton Halftime Marching Show after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Darren Hullum, the pastor at St. John's United Church of Christ. I want to invite you to join us this Sunday for worship and fellowship. We're located at 516 Colorado Street in Burton. We have two worship services each Sunday. Contemporary worship starts at 8 a.m. for you early risers, and traditional worship begins at 10 o'clock. We offer Sunday school for all ages, a nursery and children's church for the older kids. Check us out on the web and come visit us this Sunday at either of our services. And go Panthers!
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students, to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers football team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the weekly football playoff games. Go Panthers!
Harmel Electric says, go Burton Panthers! Harmel Electric in Burton offers new electrical installation and repairs for residential homes, commercial businesses, and in the industrial sector. Just call 979-421-0402 to talk to a licensed electrician about your needs. Get an estimate and make your appointment. They'll be open Monday through Friday. Harmel Electric hopes you'll join them in supporting the Burton Panthers football team with your attendance at the games. Go Burton! Win!
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top-quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
And making their way out on the field, we have the award-winning Burton Panther Marching Band, and let's pick up their halftime show.
Thank you.
Hi, Peyton. Hey, Jackie. You don't. I don't feel. Hey, I need you to smile. You look mad. Not really, dude. You're smiling.
Oh, really?
Show, and we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will have more from halftime, but first, let's send you back to the studios near 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Get ready for deer season with a new blind or feeder from DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel has dozens of deer blinds and feeders for you to choose from, so you'll be ready to shoot that trophy buck. And when it comes to your next steel project, DDM has it. From pipe fence to roll-up doors to long-lasting steel roofs, the experts at DDM will make sure you have everything to finish the job. Whether it's flat plate, angle iron, metal building components, or welding supplies, DDM Pipe and Steel has it all.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal for slaughter, processing, cut, and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing or visit them at 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4:30, and Saturday from 8 until noon. Burton Meat Processing wishes good luck to the Burton Panthers on this football season.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Hey y'all, this is Wade with Sandtown Catering. Looking for someone to cater your next event, whether big or small? Then give us a call at 979-277-5023. We have a wide variety of menu options, from good old school barbecue to kettle pot fried chicken. Give Wade a call at 979-277-5023 to book your next event. Sandtown Catering wishes the Panthers and Lady Panthers a great season, and we will be with you every step of the way. Go Panthers!
As we come back here, and we are at the half, the Schulenburg Shorthorns leading the Burton Panthers 14-7, and Darrell, so far a very competitive first half. I mean, Schulenburg had a short field to score their first touchdown, but you take that up, and it's been a pretty, take that out of the equation, it's been a pretty even game.
It's been a really good game. You know, like I told you at the beginning, when you read a team, they are huge. They looked explosive. But we've done a great job in containing them. You know, they busted that one play on, like you said, the first drive when we punted the ball. The punter ran it back pretty far and then tacked on the penalty and short field. You take that away, I think it's 7-7 ball game. Now it's going to come out to be the test where which team is going to kind of run out of steam. Is the big boys going to get tired and our athletic speed going to take over and bust one? Because Bibby's been mighty close many a time of, you know, one little shoestring tackle of busting one. KD can do it, and been throwing the ball really well across the middle. You know, Schulenburg, they're still bigger than us. I know Coach is in there talking to the guys. You know, you got to grit it out now. They're starting to get into football. This is their third full game, and then, you know, had two scrimmages. So they're finally getting into probably football shape. You know, it's tough when you're running and doing everything, trying to get into shape. But football shape, all the hits and stuff, that's going to wear on you carrying the pads all the time. It's going to wear on you more. So this is going to tell, you know, it's a little bit humid out here tonight. You know, feels good to Darrell, but I'm not out there running with pads on and getting hit every play, you know. So I think that's what it's going to come down. Hopefully the turnover game is always a worry, but we're right where we want to be. Let's see, they're going to get the ball. Schulenburg's going to get the ball first when we come back. So it's going to be an exciting second half, I think.
I do, too. And we'll see how it all transpires. Schulenburg marching band out on the field. And while they're doing their halftime show, let's go ahead and take another break and hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
If you're ready to kick off your recovery journey, stop by Trade Winds Physical Therapy, a privately owned clinic. They have the latest equipment and an in-clinic heated pool and full gym access to create a custom game plan for you. Touchdown with their personalized treatments tailored to your lifestyle and goals, all at affordable prices. Stay off the sidelines with their flexible hours, and most major insurance is accepted. Schedule your free no-commitment consultation at 2505 Stone Hollow Drive, Suite 200 in Brenham, or call 421-8500 for more info.
Baker Ag Service, in business in Brenham for over 30 years. They can handle all your excavation service and commercial job site preparation needs. Just call Baker Ag Service, a lifelong Washington County resident, at 979-277-4435. That's 979-277-4435 for Baker Ag Service in Brenham, or email BOEKERAGservice@gmail.com. They have professional and personalized bids for each client, and they're fully insured.
There's nothing more frustrating than starting a project than realizing you don't have everything you need. That's why when it comes to projects involving metal, DDM Pipe and Steel should be everyone's go-to place. Whether you're putting up a pipe fence, adding a roll-up door, or replacing a roof with long-lasting steel, the experts at DDM will make sure you leave with everything to finish the job. Whether it's flat plate, angle iron, pipe, tubing, metal building components, or welding supplies, with locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel has it all.
Go Fight Win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud to be a longtime supporter of the Panther football team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work and dedication you all provide throughout the year. The Burton Chamber of Commerce would like to take a moment and encourage the community to shop and look local. For more info, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in this football season. Make us proud, Panthers.
And as we come back, let's check in on some of the other scores that are going on around the area. And for the Brenham Cubs, they're overtaking on Bryan, and they have reached the halftime. Brenham leading that one 21-7. And that's over on our KWHI.com main feed there. So things are looking good there. And then, well, if I could type good on here. And in third quarter, Hempstead and Somerville, they are all knotted up at 14 apiece. And we'll check in with Snook, who has their homecoming tonight. And they're tied 6-6 with Norman G. That one is just about to go to halftime over there. And halftime, Gerald leading Caldwell 20-7. And halftime, Salado leading Giddings 27-0. And LaGrange all over Smithville 21-0. That's in the second quarter. Now 2:51 left. And Navasota, they are just all over Brookshire Royal 35-0 at halftime there.
Like Belleville last night put that jolly stomping on 62-0, whoever they played.
It was Fort Bend Crawford. They're a brand new school. This is just their first year of varsity competition. And it would be, you kind of feel for those folks a little bit. The first year you get the state runners up.
Yeah, when I heard you say that this morning, 62-0, I said, wow. Belleville does have a good team and everything there. They always have they're expected to win also.
Oh, yeah. And then halftime, it's Axtell leading Iola 40-7 there. And over in Waller, they're leading Houston Westside 35-0, and that is in the third quarter there. Bulldogs off to a pretty good start there. And so I have to look at some of the other scores going on around the area from some of the area teams. And we've got a lot more to come as we're getting ready for the second half of our ball game. And let's get back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sale, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
The fall season is here, but you can still enjoy all the fun at the Bluebell Aquatic Center. Starting September 3rd, the indoor pool is open Monday through Thursday from 6 to 1 and 4 to 7, Fridays from 6 to 1, Saturdays from 9 to 1, and closed on Sundays. Come cheer at the Special Olympics swim meet on September 7th and ride the carousel on Saturdays from 11 to 4. The 18th annual Kids Gone Fishing will be held on September 28th, and the last day to enjoy the splash pad is September 30th. To learn more, visit thecityofbrenham.org.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers football team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the weekly football playoff games. Go Panthers!
Need to open a checking or savings account, but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
And as we come back here, we're coming to you from Shorthorn Stadium in Schulenburg, Texas. Doug Brantley and Daryl Kiki with you. We're at the half. We're Schulenburg leading Burton 14-7. And now at this point, we're just waiting on the two teams. Both of the bands have already had their halftime show. Now we're just waiting on the two teams to come out of the locker room and get the second half going.
Had about 9 minutes on the clock left of halftime, but man, we got a really nice crowd of red here again tonight. That always makes me proud that, you know, how they follow. Shout out here, Kobe Beck and Zane Oschenbeck, ex-students from last year. They're here in the game, in the stadium to support their buddies that they played with last year and stuff. And that's what small town football and community's all about. You know, you might have graduated, but you always see them here and there. They're going off to college right now, but come back to watch the boys play and cheer them on and stuff. And that makes me proud as an ex-student also to know that that tradition is keeping going from a standpack of it's always going to be here. You know, you might have graduated, but you're still a Panther. And very proud of them boys, what they've accomplished when they were in school and what they're doing now, going out there and getting them education. I think Kobe is playing ball somewhere down south somewhere. I'll have to ask Coach Taylor here in a minute so I can say for sure. But it's just a great deal to see all these people here.
Yeah, there's a great turnout here tonight, and so far they've had a really good football game here in the first half, and looking for more here in the second half as we await the two teams to come out of the locker room and get the second half going. As we look back at the scoring in the first half, Schulenburg got the scoring off right away as Houston scored on a four-yard run. And then Burton a little bit later on would come back and tie it up as Oaks would come back with a three-yard touchdown run, make it 7-7. And then just one score by Schulenburg in the second quarter, and that was their quarterback, Janacek, running one in from 2 yards out. So both teams, even though they put it in the air, but they've actually both done a good job of mixing run and pass.
Yes, that's, you know, you have to have that balance. Yeah, you want to hit that big play, whether it be the run or the pass. If you're on defense for Burton, we got to kind of stay back a little bit. That was a really great catch that number zero made to put them, that they scored their last touchdown. Really unbelievable catch. You got to make plays like that. You're not going to make them more than you are going to make them, but he did that play, and now we got to strap it on and gut it out this second half, and hold them. The biggest thing now, this first drive, you know, you judge the game by the first drive and the opening drive of the third quarter. So you hope that we come out and are able to adjust, because Schulenburg's going to adjust just like Burton's going to adjust on small things. You know, they're not going to be able to just say, hey, we're going to abandon the pass and we're going to smash mouth you. I don't see that happening. Cause both teams, I think, like to throw the ball, have quarterbacks that can throw the ball. So it's going to be the turnover game. That's always a big factor in at any level. Who's going to make that critical turnover? But the guys have really, really played hard this first half. Now we got to grit it up and we got to come out here this second half and have fun. Yet leave it on the field. Just have fun. And they're going to do the best they can be, because Coach Hody and these other guys that've been coaching here for years, those kids would run through a brick wall for these coaches. And as a guy that watches the game, that's what you want to see, if they're playing hard for their coaches. And these kids are.
That's what they are. Burton is back out on the field. We're still waiting for Schulenberg, although their kicker's out here practicing already. But we should be pretty close here to starting the second half. We're going to take one more two-minute break and be back with the start of the second half of play after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Hey, Burton Panthers, this is Johnny DeCaria wishing you the best of luck on your academic and sports year. Like one of the all-time greatest coaches, Nick Saban, said, becoming a champion is not an easy process. It is done by focusing on what it takes to get there and not on getting there. Whether it's on the turf, hardwood, diamond, or in the classroom, remember to give it your all and follow one course until successful. Go Big Red!
Our love of sports begins in our hometown. Win or lose, we love to compete and play another day. Our team here at Citizens State Bank supports our hometown team. Our playbook is simple. Offer big bank products and services with the personal touch that only CSB can deliver. Be sure to come out and cheer on our Burton Panthers and Snook Blue Jays. Citizens State Bank. Local people making local decisions. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Darren Hullup, the pastor at St. John's United Church of Christ. I want to invite you to join us this Sunday for worship and fellowship. We're located at 516 Colorado Street in Burton. We have two worship services each Sunday. Contemporary worship starts at 8 a.m. for you early risers, and traditional worship begins at 10 o'clock. We offer Sunday school for all ages, a nursery and children's church for the older kids. Check us out on the web and come visit us this Sunday at either of our services. And go Panthers!
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports Burton ISD and the Panther football team. They'd like to salute the football team, coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information, call 979-451-3441. Go Panthers, win! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
All right, as the Panthers take the field, and Schulenberg is out as well, it looks like we're about ready to get set for the second half. Nothing like getting a dadgum bug stuck in between your headset and your hair.
I know what you were jumping. I thought the bleachers might have been shocking you or something. Jamie was thinking he done took his headset off. He was coming over here, thought you was having a big one like Red said.
No, it was it looked like a bug or something got in between, and I don't know how it got stuck in there.
I'm laughing with you, Doug. I ain't laughing at you, but you were doing some really breakdancing. I mean,
and now we're getting set for the second half. And now my heart's done skipped a few beats. But we're ready to get the second half started here. 14-7, Schulenberg leading Burton. And don't forget programming tomorrow. We got a full day. We've got our Saturday morning football roundup at 8:15. And then we've got the Washington County Fair Parade in downtown Brenham. That's going to get underway at 10:30. And Craig Montana will bring that one to you. And then we got Aggie football as well tomorrow. I believe it's
at the Swamp.
Yeah, I believe it's 2:30 kickoff, 1:30 pregame here on KWHI. And then Astros baseball tomorrow night. Astros and the
Angels.
And that'll be in 8:38 first pitch and 8:10 Astro launch here on KWHI. So plenty to tune in for tomorrow. It's nice to see the Astros finally get a win against Oakland yesterday after losing those first two.
And they need to put some wins together here against the Angels. And what do they got? A four-game lead because Texas came back and beat Seattle last night.
Yeah.
So that gave them, I think, a four-game lead. So, if they could take care of business tonight and Texas could beat them again, you get five. They're less than 20 games out, right?
Yeah, there's a lot
to go.
Yeah, it's only like, I think, 16 or 17, something like that. Yeah, it's a Burton to kick off here to start the second half.
Schulte kicking off.
Yeah, that's going to be fielded by one of the up men about the 25.
On the yard line.
That was number 11, Nicholas Good, on the return. And so that's where the Shorthorns will set up first and 10 here in the third inning, or third quarter, rather.
Well, we're talking Astros baseball, third inning.
And the auto-checking quarterback for Schulenberg. Man in motion, and handoff goes to Johnson. And Johnson will get it up to the 44-yard line. We'll bring up second down. Second down and five for the Shorthorns. And back to pass. Galichek overthrew his intended receiver. He was going for Johnson.
Bibby was right there with him.
Good coverage by the Panthers. Third down and five. And back to pass. And incomplete, in and out of the hands of his intended receiver. He was looking for Mason Kunchik. And so that'll bring him fourth and five. And let's see if Schulenberg's going to try to punt this one away. Wow, this is surprising that they're going to go for it when they're still on their own side of the field.
Play clock.
They may run this one all the way down and take a timeout here. And that is the plan. Arnoldi.
Yep.
Okay, I was going to say one of the referees threw a flag down indicating delay of game.
This one is doing that again also.
They just went in, took the penalty, and back him up another 5 yards. And so now they will have to punt it away. Ball at the 39-yard line.
That's Patterson standing on the 20.
Back to receive for the Panthers. And there's the snap. Gets the kick away.
Pretty good kick.
And he chose not to kick it to Patterson. And they're going to let it roll about 31, 32-yard line.
Not bad field position. I'll take that.
And so that's where the Panthers will start their first drive of the second half with 11:02 left to play here in the third quarter.
Patterson leading them out.
And so he will start a quarterback the second half here. Hunger bringing the play in from the sidelines. Got Bibby in the backfield with him. And he's going to keep it himself. And Patterson finding a little running room there, and he gets it up to the 39-yard line. Be a 7-yard pickup, bring up second and 3.
Patterson stuck his head down, and he went there.
Yeah, good job by that left side of that line opening that hole for him.
Yes, sir.
And handoff this time goes to Bibby, and Bibby's going to be met in the backfield for a loss. Back to the 38-yard line.
He's going to beat us up front on that play.
And so, we're down to 9:40 left to go in the third.
7 seconds on this play clock.
Patterson back to pass. And he's going to put it in the air. He's going to make
nice
it up, and the pass is caught.
Hunger had it.
He had Hunger open and just couldn't hold on to it. And that'll bring him fourth down. And there was no ruddy around him either. He just unfortunately couldn't haul that one in.
He started to stumble, and then he dropped it. Great pass.
Patterson was back to punting now.
They had the ball spotted up at the first down marker instead of at the at the 4th and 5 to go.
And so Patterson now will punt this one away. Receiving punt to Tyrion Houston. And Houston finding some running room. He's out across the 50. And he gets this one into Burton territory.
Brazier on that tackle.
Ball at the 48-yard line.
Ball will be on the 48-yard line of Burton. Where it'll be first and 10 on the horn. 9-11. Remaining in the third quarter.
And so now the Schulenberg offense back out on the field. Play action. Janacek looking for an open man. Downfield. And that was caught into the end zone. Touchdown to Jace Yonda. 48-yard touchdown pass. Now they'll come on for the point after try.
Number 5 attempting this extra point.
And And we'll hold the quarterback, Janacek. Kick is up. And it's good. And so with 9:03 left to play here in the third quarter, it's now 21-7, Schulenburg. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors. Left to play here in the third quarter. It's Schulenburg leading Burton 21-7. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
Daryl Kiki, along with Shaded W. Show Pigs, are excited to see the Panthers football team on the field again this year. Sports teaches leadership, teamwork, dedication, to be better through continuous improvement, and how to handle disappointments. Katie, Trent, and Daryl would also like to thank all the players, coaches, and parents for their hard work and dedication to help build this great Burton football team. Join them in cheering on and supporting the Burton High School Panthers.
And the kickoff, the Panthers are going to let it roll into the end zone for a touchback. And so Burton will have it first and 10 at the 25-yard line. And it's 9:03 left to play here in the third quarter. Schulenburg leading Burton 21-7. And now let's see if Burton can answer that touchdown.
Really need to put some points on this drive here. Just to keep that energy level and that momentum from all going over to Schulenburg.
Yeah.
Last thing we need right now is a turnover.
And back to pass goes Patterson. Over the middle pass complete.
Martin.
And that is Martin. Getting it to the 40-yard line. Picks up a Burton first down.
Nice pass and catch there.
Yeah, the two sophomores hooking it up. Now Brady Griffin checking in.
Patterson does throw a good ball, doesn't he?
He really does. And this time he's going to keep it himself. And he's out across to about the 45-yard line.
Stay ahead of those sticks.
Second down and five. Under 8 minutes left to go here in the third quarter now. Burton trying to march down the field here.
False start. Let's see what defensive guy jumped across the line of scrimmage.
Looks like Burton's moving backwards. So now the penalty, second down and 10. Ball back to the 40-yard line. Panthers have to get to midfield to pick up the first. And back to pass. And Patterson avoids the sack, gets the pass off. Incomplete. He was looking downfield for Colton Brazier. And Brazier actually ended up almost having to turn into a defensive back on there to keep that one from getting intercepted. And so that'll bring up third down and 10. And the pass goes Patterson rolling out. And he's going to keep it himself, and he's going to get sacked for a loss. Didn't have an open man.
Yeah.
And so that'll bring it fourth down, and the Panthers will have to punt.
They were back there pretty quick, too. Not giving him much time. I think I might kick this ball out of bounds.
Yeah, with the way that the way Johnson returned it last time. Definitely try to kick it away from him. Yeah, we'll get a flag down on the punt.
Fumble.
Fumble, yeah.
I wonder what this penalty against us, probably.
Illegal substitution, too many men on the field against Schulenburg.
Gonna back them up five from where they got the spot of the ball.
The clock stops six on the change of possession. 6:33 left to go here in the third quarter. Panthers trailing 21-7. Could use a defensive stop here.
I'm going to take that turnover.
That'll work too.
Give me that turnover right now.
So that'll put them all the way back to the 20-yard line for Schulenburg. You know, be first for 10. And Janacek around the end, trying to find some room, and he's running out of bounds by Patterson.
They got some holding going on. Back him up.
Janacek on the play, tackled by Patterson, but we have a holding penalty against the horn.
That'll push him back 10 yards.
Keep backing them up, Doug. Keep backing them up.
There we go.
Now they snap this ball over his head. We take it in the end zone.
I like the way you think.
I'm trying, Doug. I'm trying.
Next pass goes Janacek. Oh, almost had him. And he's going to break loose and get it across to the 20-yard line.
Griffin and Brady almost had him in the end zone. Great effort.
Got him to the 21-yard line. Yeah, so that'll bring up second down as he picked up 11 on the carry. Second down and 9. Got to check back to pass.
Pick up!
And it's picked off as the other receiver. And Simon came away with it. And a turnover that, you called it, Darryl, and that's a big turnover for the Panthers.
Yeah, set us up in great field position. Kind of that tip drill, they tipped it to Simac.
Yep. Now with 5:57 left to go in the third quarter, Burton Panthers with the football at the Schulenburg 28-yard line.
We'll be right back. Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Hi, Mike Leonard, General Sales Manager here at Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. Times have definitely changed in my 25 years here, but something that hasn't changed is our commitment and service to our customers. So come see me and my team for the great customer service you deserve, or visit us online at appleford.com or hyundaiofbrenham.com, or give us a call at 979-836-3659, 979-836-3659.
Two Burton alumni and Olive Market Realty Incorporated want to wish the Panthers football team all the best this season. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty Incorporated, they offer just that. Contact Susan Schulenberg-Keel and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interests first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty Incorporated serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at MarketRealty.com or see them on Facebook.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers football team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the weekly football playoff games. Go Panthers!
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing would like to congratulate the Burton football team on a great season. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire.
Get ready for deer season with a new blind or feeder from DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel has dozens of deer blinds and feeders for you to choose from, so you'll be ready to shoot that trophy buck. And when it comes to your next steel project, DDM has it. From pipe fence to roll-up doors to long-lasting steel roofs, the experts at DDM will make sure you have everything to finish the job. Whether it's flat plate, angle iron, metal building components, or welding supplies, DDM Pipe and Steel has it all.
Go Fight Win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud to be a longtime supporter of the Panther football team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work and dedication you all provide throughout the year. The Burton Chamber of Commerce would like to take a moment and encourage the community to shop and look local. For more info, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in this football season. Make us proud, Panthers.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing would like to congratulate the Burton football team on a great season. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire.
Get ready for deer season with a new blind or feeder from DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel has dozens of deer blinds and feeders for you to choose from, so you'll be ready to shoot that trophy buck. And when it comes to your next steel project, DDM has it. From pipe fence to roll-up doors to long-lasting steel roofs, the experts at DDM will make sure you have everything to finish the job. Whether it's flat plate, angle iron, metal building components, or welding supplies, DDM Pipe and Steel has it all.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Burton Panthers football team and is pleased to help bring you the broadcast of this Panther football game. The owners at Kiki Eggs Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at your local grocer or convenience store and finer food markets. Good luck to the Burton Panthers. Go Big Red!
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers football team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the weekly football playoff games. Go Panthers! If you're ready to kick off your recovery journey, stop by Trade Winds Physical Therapy, a privately owned clinic. They have the latest equipment and an in-clinic heated pool and full gym access to create a custom game plan for you. Touch down with their personalized treatments tailored to your lifestyle and goals, all at affordable prices. Stay off the sidelines with their flexible hours, and most major insurance is accepted. Schedule your free no-commitment consultation at 2505 Stone Hollow Drive, Suite 200 in Brenham, or call 421-8500 for more info.
Baker Ag Service, in business in Brenham for over 30 years. They can handle all your excavation service and commercial job site preparation needs. Just call Baker Ag Service, a lifelong Washington County resident, at 979-277-4435. That's 979-277-4435 for Baker Ag Service in Brenham, or email BOEKERAGservice@gmail.com. They have professional and personalized bids for each client, and they're fully insured.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
We apologize. We had some technical difficulties, and we lost it for a little bit. But we just going to let you know we just finished up the third quarter, and we're going to the fourth quarter. It is Schulenburg leading Burton 21-7. Unfortunately, right when we were kind of lost power, the Burton was about to take it in, but had some miscues there, Darrell, and weren't able to capitalize on that opportunity.
Yeah, in a game like this, you know. You're down inside the red zone. And, you know, we're young. And a couple of high snaps, then going on fourth down. KD's running around trying to find, get time to throw it, and ends up taking a sack back at the 40. And that gave them really good field position. And now we're starting this fourth quarter with Schulenburg having it second and would that be second and 15 from the 35?
Yes.
You know, things happen. It happens in the pros. When you get that interception, you had the momentum going, and like I said, then just a couple of high snaps and.
Yeah. Like you said, a young team.
Yeah.
Maybe getting a little over anxious.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
Second and 16 here as far as Schulenburg at the beginning of the fourth quarter.
So here we go. Gotta check the quarterback.
Yeah.
Takes it under center this time, rolling out.
Got another holding penalty against Schulenburg back here.
He manages to get up to the 44-yard line, but that one's coming back.
So whenever he asks us to break, just throw it back to zero?
Yeah.
And will he be able to hear the hotkey?
Yeah.
Okay. We just can't hear him.
Yeah, so let's see how far that pushes them back.
Yeah.
Okay. Back another 10, huh?
Yeah, back to the 24-yard line.
Extra? Yeah, okay.
Got 11:50 left to play. Play action. And keeping himself as Janicek, he's got some room. And up to the 35-yard line.
Nice open field tackle by Patterson.
And they're going to give him to the 36. That's a 10-yard run.
You know what he
And fumble on the snap, he picks it back up. Now Janicek, looking for an open man, he's just got to throw that one away.
That's some good pressure by Biggs.
And so fourth down, they'll have to punt this one away.
Call him.
Nice job by the Panthers.
Every time Malik did, they're going to be back to receive.
That's gay.
10:56 left to go. Schulenburg leading Burton 21-7. And
delay it again.
And delay again against Schulenburg. They push him back 5 yards.
We think that. I know that cat can't punt that far to be taking a delay of the game on that.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah. There's a snap. Gets the kick away.
Nice punt.
Yeah, this time it's going to take a Schulenburg roll. Like 25 is where they're going to start. And so the Burton offense will come back out on the field.
44 yards on the punt by the Panthers, by the short horn. And they're going to get to the 24. The first and 10 to Burton.
No. Oh, no, you have to wait 3 months after that. Like 3 weeks or 3 months. That's what the doctor said.
There's a big drive for the Panthers. They need to get some points here.
Oh, yeah.
The Patterson with the pass.
So you're the
incomplete.
You're the
he was looking for Braden Martin. Second down and 10. Fox stops with 10:39 left to play. And don't forget, after our broadcast is completed, we got Grayson Oliver will be standing by in the KWHI studios with our Friday night scoreboard show. And this time it is Patterson singing himself, and he's going to break free up to the 48-yard line. Big run there by KD.
He runned over 13 and made him like it.
So, 22-yard run there, and now first and 10 for Burton.
What time are you going tomorrow? When do you get off here?
Madison will pass complete out of the backfield.
Nice one had a catch by Martin.
And Martin gets to midfield to the 50-yard line, a 2-yard pickup.
Yeah,
bring up second and 8.
Tunnel crew is loading the wagon.
I have whatever my dad chose.
Really need to score this drive.
Yeah.
It'd be huge. Huge. We have to get that something on the board.
To the computer? Yeah.
And back to Pascal's Patterson. Evades the snap somehow. Or evades the pass.
Still up.
And still goes. And somehow gets it to the 45-yard line.
I mean, that shows his athletic ability.
It's like, how in the world did he not get sacked on that play?
Yeah, I have no clue.
I want to go whenever, right as, like, done with the
like you said, just pure athleticism there.
That's all you can say. Third down and 4. 3. Third down.
And he's taking himself.
About a yard short, maybe, unless we get a good spot.
And
they got a first down.
Okay, well, I'll be darned. Because this referee crew so far hasn't been giving us too many good spots tonight. Yeah, so we do get the first down. Clock down to 8 minutes left to go in the game. Burton trailing 21-7. They got the ball at the Schulenburg 42-yard line. And snap going deep.
Picked off again.
And same player again. That's number 12. Reed Yonder going all the way back. And
got a block.
And we got a flag down. He's going to run to the end zone, but that may be coming back.
Holding. Bring it back. Yeah, that's the second one. I mean, he had his guy, but he didn't see the safety coming.
Yeah. So we got an injured Panther down on the field.
Patterson. Maybe.
And yeah, it is Patterson. He's up on his feet. Coach is going to check on him.
Maybe he just might be gassed.
Yeah. Or got
kid ran. He's been running hard.
Yeah, either that or got his bell rung on the sideline there. And he's going to get a nice hand from the Burton fan. He has been leaving out all out on the field tonight. So that'll put the ball at the 42-yard line of Burton. And the clock comes back. So, 7:23 left to play. 21-7, Shorthorns leading the Panthers.
Come on, Panthers!
And the pitch will go to Houston. Houston to the 36-yard line. 6-yard pickup, bringing up second down and four.
I don't have a flag back here.
And Johnson will carry. It's going to be marked off against Schulenberg back to the 42-yard line. And they're just reaching the end of the third quarter. Brennan Guttler leading the Blind Vikings 29-14. And Guttler well on the way to their third win of the year on the main feed. Here we got 6:20 left. Burton trailing 21-7. And handoff goes to Houston. Houston. That's a 36-yard line before he's wrestled down.
Frazier, Big, Unger, Griffin, host the Panthers on that tackle.
Yep.
Clock is running. It's kind of being our enemy now.
Yep. Schulenberg at this point probably just content to keep it on the ground.
Yep. But they got third down here.
Yep. Play action. Gottichek keeps it himself. And he's got the first down and more. Martin Barrow's way forward. And he's up to the 24-yard line. And that'll be a Schulenberg first down.
Five minutes left in this game.
And Houston. Houston cuts it back inside. And finally brought down.
Bibby. And Oates. Chad got some quick feet, don't he?
He certainly does. Running behind those big old linemen.
Yeah. Starting to wear us down. You know how they say on TV when they see hands on the hips and stuff. Our young guys, they play hard. Just they don't get a break. They go both ways.
We're down to 4 minutes to play. Handoff. New runner back in there is John Davis. And Davis gets it inside to the 8-yard line. And a couple of plants, Panthers slow to get up. Down to 3:40 left play.
Left.
Second down and goal from the 4-yard line. Burton still has all three of their timeouts. Davis again, and he dives forward. Got maybe a yard off of that.
Cox has made that tackle. Two minutes left in this game.
Yep. Clock ticking all the way down. Schulenberg eating up the last several minutes of the clock here. See that ball control offense. And Janacek keeps it himself. And he's in the end zone for the touchdown. And extra point try coming up. And she goes up. It's good, and so with a minute and 35 seconds left to go in the game, it is 28-7, Schulenberg leading the Burton Panthers, and we'll be back with a kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Burton football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Panthers football team in their 2024 season.
Two Burton alumni and all of Market Realty Incorporated want to wish the Panthers football team all the best this season. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty Incorporated, they offer just that. Contact Susan Schulenberg-Kiel and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interests first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty Incorporated serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at marketrealty.com or see them on Facebook.
All right, back we go here, and it is the Schulenberg Shorthorns leading the Burton Panthers 28-7. We got a minute 35 left to go, and Schulenberg set to kick off. Had to receive for the Panthers. We got Bibby. And Simon.
Tomac and Bibby.
Yep. And kick is going to be taken by Simon at the 5-yard line across the 10, 15, 20. Turns the corner, 25, and that's where he's brought out of bounds. And so Burton will have a minute 29 to work with.
Wow, Frank sang that song, Danny, turn out the lights.
Yep.
Just got a text that all the lights are out in Burton.
Yeah.
No, I'm not being dead serious. All the lights are out in Burton. They must have had a major transformer blow or something.
Oh,
that's a real story. I'm not trying to be smart.
I thought you were doing a Dandy
Donald. No. It just was kind of perfect timing, but
yeah.
Just got a text that all the lights are out in Burton.
Ooh, okay. And Madison back in their handoff goes to Bibby. And that'll bring a second down. Got a minute 15. Ball at the 27-yard line. Yes, we're down to less than a minute. And Burton seems to be resolved to accept their fate tonight. And off to Bibby. Bibby finds some running room. And he's going to get up to the 33-yard line. Down to 30 seconds. And I think they're just going to let it run out. Back down to 10 seconds left, and they're just going to let it run all the way out. So your final score, the Schulenberg Shorthorns are going to defeat the Burton Panthers 28-7. And that will do it for the game, and we'll go to the post game after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
The fall season is here, but you can still enjoy all the fun at the Bluebell Aquatic Center. Starting September 3rd, the indoor pool is open Monday through Thursday from 6 to 1 and 4 to 7, Fridays from 6 to 1, Saturdays from 9 to 1, and closed on Sundays.
Come cheer at the Special Olympics Swim Meet on September 7th and ride the carousel on Saturdays from 11 to 4. The 18th annual Kids Gone Fishing will be held on September 28th, and the last day to enjoy the splash pad is September 30th. To learn more, visit thecityofbrenham.org.
Hey, Burton Panthers, this is Johnny DeCaria wishing you the best of luck on your academic and sports year. Like one of the all-time greatest coaches, Nick Saban, said, becoming a champion is not an easy process. It is done by focusing on what it takes to get there and not on getting there. Whether it's on the turf, hardwood, diamond, or in the classroom, remember to give it your all and follow one course until successful. Go Big Red!
Get ready for deer season with a new blind or feeder from DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel has dozens of deer blinds and feeders for you to choose from, so you'll be ready to shoot that trophy buck. And when it comes to your next steel project, DDM has it. From pipe fence to roll-up doors to long-lasting steel roofs, the experts at DDM will make sure you have everything to finish the job. Whether it's flat plate, angle iron, metal building components, or welding supplies, DDM Pipe and Steel has it all.
And back we go here as the band playing the Burton Panther alma mater. Rough night for the Panthers as they fall here to Schulenburg. 28-7 on the road. And that's the bad news. The good news, into conference, or into non-district play. And going to get a week off to enjoy the fair, and then district games the rest of the time.
That's when it counts. You know, like I said at the beginning, Coach Hody schedules some hard teams for a reason, to have them prepared when that playoff and that district run starts. The Schulenburg team, they're big. They are physical. Explosive. They have twice the guys. Our dudes were just gassed at the end of the game. Take my hat off to them. They never quit. They never laid down. That's a sign of having a lot of heart, and you can't teach heart. Proud of the guys, the way they played. They played really hard. It just, you know, if you want to just put it straight, the better team won tonight. Schulenburg is, they have had a lot more bodies. They wore us down at the end of the game, and but we never quit fighting, and that's a sign of a really good team also.
And also, as we talked about earlier, they're a young team as well. And this is one that when they go back and watch the game on film, they can look at the little things and see that, well, on the two drives with that ended with the interceptions, they were like this close to getting scores on there. And and for the most part, they played right there with him the whole night.
He had him on both of those plays. KD had him open. He just kind of floated the ball instead of putting a little bit more zip behind it from my eyes from up here and everything. But that safety, he was in the middle of the field where he was supposed to be. He read his eyes, and two pretty easy picks for him.
Yeah. Well, that's going to do it for us here tonight. I want to thank you folks for tuning into the broadcast here this evening. And we'll have the Panthers again, this time on the radio, in a few weeks when they go to Snook for district action. That's going to be on, I think it's that first Friday night in October.
The 7th, I think.
Something like that. We'll have that again. And so we hope you join us for that. Meantime, we got on the main feed, Brenham Cub football still going on there with the Cubs and the Bryan Vikings. So hope you stay tuned for that, and then the scoreboard show afterwards. In the meantime, once again, your final score, Schulenburg 28, Burton 7. From a partner, Joe Kiki, and we're all of us here at KWHI Sports. Doug Brown said goodnight, everybody.